How about, have you ever heard Mountain Hoosier?
Yeah, but that's not too common to this area.
That's not common.
Uh-uh.
Okay. If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
I don't know.
Oh, would you say almost or nearly?
Oh, it's almost. I'd say either one.
Mm-hmm.
Probably almost, but either
probably
one.
Almost. You slip and catch yourself, and you say, "Well, this is a dangerous place." I
almost fell.
If somebody was waiting for you to get ready so that you could go someplace, and they might call, "Are you going to be ready soon?" You say, "Well, yeah, I'll be with you in
a minute."
Okay. If you use the word "just" with it, you'd say,
"Just a minute."
If you were sure that you were on the right road, but you just weren't sure of the distance, you might ask somebody how
far is it.
If you wanted to know how many times somebody does something, like, I don't know, go to Knoxville or something, you might say, well, how
often.
And you were, if you were agreeing with somebody who, well, said something like, I don't like that person, you might say, well, me
either.
Now this next part is just a pronunciation thing. I'll just point, this would be my
forehead.
Mm-hmm. And this would be my
hair.
And on a man's face, this would be
beard.
And to distinguish one from the other, this would be my
left ear.
And this would be
right.
And this would be my
mouth.
And this all around would be my
neck.
And then you swallow through your
throat.
Have you ever heard the word goozle?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
Your throat.
And one of these would be
tooth,
and all together would be
teeth,
and this part above the teeth,
gum,
and this part of your hand,
palm,
and one of these would be
fist,
two would be
fist,
any kind of movable place on the body would be
joint.
Mm-hmm. The upper part of a man's body would be his
chest,
and this would be your
shoulder.
Okay, one of these would be
hand.
Yeah, and two
hands.
Okay, this would be
knee.
Oh, I'm sorry, this whole thing would be
leg.
Okay, and this would be
foot,
and two
feet,
and the front part of your leg, the
shin.
And then the back part of your thigh is like if you were to squat down, you said you were squatting down on your
haunches.
Mm-hmm. If a person had been sick and they were looking kind of white about the face, you might say they looked real
pale or peaked.
A person who can lift heavy weights, you'd say that person's really
strong, muscular.
If you were talking about a person who was not really fat, but just sort of heavy and solid, you might say that person was
chunky, pudgy.
Would you ever use the word stout in talking?
Oh, yeah. Stout, I think of as being muscular, heavy.
Muscular, kind of heavy.
Instead of flabby, heavy.
Mm-hmm. A person that was really easy to get along with, you'd say that person was maybe good
natured.
Okay. And a person who was always knocking things off and bumping into things, you'd say they're really
clumsy.
And a person who keeps on doing things, well, silly things that just don't make any sense, you'd say they're just a plain Would you use the word fool ever?
No, I don't use that very often.
A person who will never spend money, you call that person a
stingy.
Yeah.
Spendthrift.
And you would call him a, how about a tight?
Oh, tightwad?
Yeah. Would you ever use that?
Mm-hmm.
We call him the crud sometimes.
Okay. Would you ever use the word common in talking about a person?